How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Ready to talk about my new favorite book and movie.
Yeah. So welcome back to Slayer Sisters, everybody.
Yes, welcome. We're talking about One True Loves by Taylor Jenkins Reid today.
Yeah. And I'm Jessica.
And I'm Rachel.
So let's get into it.
All right. So for those who don't know, One True Loves, the synopsis is, in her 20s, Emma Blair marries her high school sweetheart, Jesse. They build a life for themselves far away from the expectations of their parents and the people of their hometown in Massachusetts. They travel the world together, living life to the fullest and seizing every opportunity for adventure. On their first wedding anniversary, Jesse is on a helicopter over the Pacific when it goes missing. Just like that, Jesse is gone forever. Emma quits her job and moves home in an effort to put her life back together. Years later, now in her 30s, Emma runs into an old friend, Sam, and finds herself falling in love again. When Emma and Sam get engaged, it feels like Emma's second chance at happiness. That is, until Jesse is found. He's alive, and he's been trying all these years to come home to her. With a husband and a fiancé, Emma has to now figure out who she is and what she wants while trying to protect the ones she loves. Who is her one true love? What does it mean to love truly? Emma knows she has to listen to her heart. She's just not sure what it's saying.
Nice. That was good.
That was a long one. Jeez.
I was also about to say that one was really long.
Yeah.
But very theatrical at the end there. So yeah,
thank you. Yeah, so I'm just going to, right off the bat, talk about how I just really didn't like this book, like, at all.
Really? You didn't like it at all?
Pretty much. Like,
wow. Okay, keep going.
Was not a fan for reasons that, you know, I'm sure I'll get into as we go. But one, so this is my sixth book I have read by Taylor Jenkins Reid.
Yeah.
And so I think more than anything, I just expect more from her.
Yeah, that's
than fair. What this book was.
Yeah.
And, but her book, an earlier book of hers that I read is called, Maybe in Another Life.
Okay.
I think.
Sure. That's what it's called. I'm sure it has at least two of those words in the title. Yes.
And in that one, it's basically about this girl. And I loved this book. I thought it was really good. It's about this girl. And she basically goes out with friends one night, runs into her ex-boyfriend who was like the love of her life, and then it splits into two different stories where in one story she like goes home with him that night, and then mm-hmm. in another version she doesn't go home with him, and it's how like her life is right. different from right. these two things. Sure.
yeah
and in that book it was very clear that Taylor Jenkins Reid doesn't believe in like soulmates. Like she sure. definitely believes yeah. that a person can build a life with like different people.
Yeah.
And so okay. knowing that she like very much believes that mm-hmm. going into this book, I knew like almost immediately exactly what was going to happen in this book. And I was okay, right yeah. about everything. And so that's just not like a fun reading experience, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
there
yeah.
was nothing about it that like pulled me because I was like, I know exactly what's going to happen in this book. And everything happened that I thought was going to happen, which I'll go into right. more when we talk about our like least favorite parts. But just want to get all that off the bat before we start talking about things.
Yeah, I had to get all those feelings off your chest. I understand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, as someone who's only read one other Taylor Jenkins book, I did not go in with the same mindset, which I will say makes a lot for you, makes a ton of sense. I think I would have felt the same way if I had, if I had read a bunch of her other books. But I will say, as I do know, obviously she has become a very, very popular author.
Mm-hmm.
And I typically like kind of know if I'm going to like a book or not. And I know there's quite a few books of hers that I want to read that I know Ooh. I'm really going to like. So when I did read this one, I felt like it was a bit, it was simple.
Yeah.
And which was fine. Like, but what, and I was like, I couldn't tell. I mean, didn't look it up or anything if this was one of her early books or not.
It is. It's one of her earlier ones.
Which I kind of assumed that mm-hmm. maybe it was just like an earlier writing of hers. But, and then also, I mean, I was like, she's obviously going to end up with Sam.
Right.
But it wasn't obvious in, like, a way that I was mad about. But okay. I think that's also because I hadn't read something. It wasn't in the same, like, mindset that you were in, where you, yeah. like, when it, like, I guess I felt like, oh, I'm sure she's going to choose Sam, but not so definitively as maybe you felt about it.
Okay, yeah.
But all in all, I did enjoy the book because it was, like, an easy read.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, like, I just like to have an easy read, mm-hmm. Especially since I love to read fantasy, which is not always the easiest of reads in the yeah. sense that, like, it's a lot of world building. There's right. a lot of things going on. So every now and then I do, like, a standalone that's, like, just kind of, like, fun.
Yes. I agree.
And this one was at least at minimum, the, like, actual writing was much better than, like, many other books we have read on this podcast.
I will agree. The actual
writing of the book was enjoyable.
I agree.
And was fast paced.
Yeah.
And didn't really linger too long.
No, it doesn't drag. Yeah. It
doesn't drag. It really got to the point. And yeah. I super appreciate that. So all in all, I did enjoy this book. I'll yes. never read it again.
Right.
But I definitely enjoyed it as, like, a one-off book for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Okay, so what was your favorite part of the book?
So my favorite part, I will say, was when Emma, I thought this part was very sweet, mm-hmm. was when her parents went through a bunch of books after yeah. Jesse had died and she was, like, getting into reading books.
Mm-hmm.
Or quote unquote died. Yeah. when she was yeah. getting into reading books for the first time and told her parents that she didn't want anything that had any love or, like, death in it.
Yeah.
And they, like, just went through all of the books in their bookstore and, like, got, like, gave her big stacks of books that, like, I mean, like, that's hard to, like, find books that don't yeah. have both of those things in there. And I just thought that was, like, that part was really, really touching to me.
I loved
that part so much. That part mm-hmm. is, besides the fact that I do genuinely love just her and Sam together.
Yeah.
I found their relationship to be very sweet. That was my favorite part of the book was
yeah.
that part. Yeah.
Agreed. My favorite, I will say, is when her and her sister's, like, relationship, like, being repaired.
Yeah, I loved that part that as well. I felt bad that I didn't say that. I was like, I'm gonna get shit on for being in a sister podcast, and I'm not picking the sister part of this book. But
it's fine. I'll pick it for you. But I loved them, like, being able to become close, like, later in life, which, like, would yeah. probably wouldn't have happened if the accident with Jesse had never happened. And totally. So I did love that because I do feel like, you know, you have a sister, you should be close with them because it's the best. Yeah. And, you know, they were missing out on that. And I also loved, like, in that relationship when obviously she has twins and I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. But then when they, like, start to, like, go deaf and, like, Emma is the one who, like, signs them up for, like, the sign language together. To, like, learn, like, I loved that.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I loved that too. I did too, yeah.
Like, just, like, those little moments like that of being, like, a sister and an aunt to twins. Like, all of that really hit home, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So those would be mine. So I love that neither of us, though, our mm-hmm. favorite parts had anything to do with the actual main storyline of the book.
No.
Just
well,
putting that in there.
Okay, hot take. Hot take here.
Okay.
I felt like the main storyline of the book was not who Emma was going to choose and end up with, but actually just about who Emma's development as a human being.
Oh, hot
That's
take.
How I actually read this book was what? Like, this was less about who she loves mm-hmm. and more about who she is, which Marie says when she's like,
yeah.
The person you're choosing should be the person who you feel like essentially you can be yourself with, not the yeah. person that you love the most.
Right.
And so for me, that is actually how this book read, was less yeah. of, like, a love story and more of who Emma is and who she's becoming. Because she was obviously really young when she started with Jesse and was with Jesse. And then she kind of developed into somebody else later on. And, like, that happens. And
well, I do love. Yeah. How funny would it have been if she had chose neither of them and was like, I pick me. She pulled, like, a Jackie from that 70s show. And she's like, I love me most.
I love me most. As we know, Jackie is my icon. So. I agree. I would have loved that. Honestly, if Emma had picked herself, this book would have been even better.
That would have been surprising to me. It would have given me the little, like, something I needed, you know?
Yeah. No, for sure. I completely agree. It would have been fun. But that was kind of, I did read it more as, like, a story about Emma than a story about who she was going to end up with.
Okay.
But your least favorite,
what was your least favorite part though of the book?
Okay, so I didn't write this down, so I have to think about it quickly unless you want to say yours.
Okay, I'll say mine.
Okay.
So my least favorite, as I've already touched on, was kind of like the predictability about everything.
True.
Like it was just so obvious when Jesse was like, oh, like, you want to stay here? Like, no, I want to still travel the world. And,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, obviously she's picking. So, to me, it very much was like, she's not actually picking between Jesse and Sam. She's picking where she wants to live. Like, that was, like, how it really came off to me, which I was like, not really a huge fan of that. But I feel like it would have been better and, like, more of a compelling story. And also more believable in a pretty unbelievable situation is Jesse has lived alone by himself thinking he's going to die for like 3 years, right?
Right.
Without
right.
the love of his life, without his parents, without his brothers. Like to me, and like what Emma went through thinking that she lost the love of her life changed her to want to be close to her family and have roots, right?
Sure.
I feel like they would have done the exact same thing to Jesse.
I agree.
I'm like, I feel like he would have gotten there and been like, I want to stay here. I want to be close to my family. I want to repair my relationship with my brothers the way you have with your sister. I want to put roots down because now I know what it's like to not have them. Yeah. And I felt like the fact that he still had the wanderlust, I found to be really, really unbelievable after having the kind of adventure that he had, you know?
Yeah, especially like right
after. Right away. Right away, if, like, 5 years in the future, he's like, okay, that I could see. But like right away, I feel like you would have been so much more on like where Emma was mentally. And then it would have been more interesting her having to pick between the two men who also want the same things that she does. And it would have actually been more like her having to pick and not just like, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's true.
So that was my least favorite by far of the
yeah
was that, because I found it to be very unbelievable.
So no, true. If Taylor had written it that way, Miss Reed had written it that way, I feel like I can't be on a first name basis that then the whole plot of her choosing, because her choosing where she wants to live is also her choosing who she wants to be,
right?
And then, so if homeboy Jesse had been like, yeah, I want to put down Reeds too, then it would have been a much longer book. It would have been.
Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to decide in a weekend, basically.
No.
For sure.
I love. Okay, so reading through my notes of the book, I don't even remember this part, but I wrote, Jesse saying he loves Emma more than all these famous couples is giving me the ick. And I don't even remember what that means or what it was talking about, but apparently it gave me the ick, and I believe it still would have given me the ick. And then I also wrote, wow, Francine at the airport can fuck off. Which that part I do remember.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of Jesse's mom.
Yeah.
At all. She was a real biatch, and that alone was enough for me to be like, you should pick Sam, because why would you marry into a family where your mother-in-law's a bitch?
Yeah.
So those can be my honorary least favorite parts, but honestly it's probably what you said as well. Also, sorry, I'm burping. I've had a little bit to drink, guys. So just, I haven't said one anyways yet though, so I just want everyone to know that. Okay. Anyways,
the night's young.
The night's young.
Who was your favorite character?
Sam.
Yeah.
I loved Sam.
Okay.
I just thought Sam was in the book, at least. Well, now I feel like I have to take it back slightly. I feel like it should be Marie.
Okay.
I did really love Marie.
Yeah.
But also, to be fair, there wasn't like a ton of character development in this book in a way that made me really feel super attached to anybody.
I mean, agreed.
But I really did enjoy, I liked Emma.
Yeah.
And I also liked Sam and Marie.
Yeah.
But, and as a final statement, I will go with back to Sam, what I said originally.
Sounds good.
And I just thought he was, I thought he was like a sweetie.
Yeah.
He was just a real sweetie, and I really appreciated at least the way Book Sam, mm-hmm. won't get to Movie Sam yet, but the way Book Sam handled the whole Jesse coming back.
Yeah.
I thought it was really respectful, and mm-hmm. him just kind of being like, he just really understood. He was really understanding the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think even when he was like, you need to give me space and all that stuff, like, made a lot of sense. Like, I just feel like he was doing what was right for both of them at all times.
Yeah.
And that, and I just liked him. I thought he was really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'll always be a big lover of someone who pines after someone else for a long time, because Lord knows I do that all the time. And then when they actually finally get the person, I'm like, root so hard for them.
Yeah.
Because that also never happens to me. So it's like, I'm living vicariously through Sam.
Yeah, I get that. For sure. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I didn't really have a favorite character. Like, I could just name someone, but like, no one to me really stood out in a way where I didn't like love or hate anybody in this book.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I did really like that there was twin daughters. Like,
yes, I loved that too.
That was my jam. But
I did love the twins so much.
Yeah. So I'm assuming your least favorite character would be Jesse's mom.
Yes, yeah. Francine can fuck off, as we've already as I've already stated. So
yeah, I will say, I feel like Emma is my least favorite character, only like because this is my sixth Taylor Jenkins Reid novel with six heroines, you know, that I've read, and I have been obsessed with all of them except Emma.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I loved all of the rest of them so much, and Emma was so boring.
I mean, they were all kind of boring. Don't really learn enough about any of them. I didn't really dislike or love Emma in any way.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sure in real life we'd be friends, and like, you know, but like, there was nothing about her that made me like want to get to know her more than I did in the book, and that's not good, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you want to, like, that's the best part when you finish a book and you're sad because you miss them, and like, oh, like, you know, you want to like continue in the world with those people, and like, that's how I usually feel with her books, and like, this one did not give me that, you know.
True.
So I think that has a lot, so that's why I'm saying that she's my least favorite, but it's not necessarily because there's anything like wrong with her.
Emma in the book has my favorite quote, which also led me to believe that Emma is an Enneagram 4. She said, "I hate the idea of being predictable, especially predictable to my parents." And I was like, if that ain't me in a nutshell, I don't know what is. And in that moment, I was like, Emma's my girl.
Yeah, no, I will say high school Emma definitely had some serious high school Jessica energy.
She didn't say that in high school.
I know.
She did not say that in high school. But she said that later.
Scenes of her in high school reminded me of you a lot of the times. Like,
and
very
then
much
she's
so.
Your least favorite character?
I said in high school. Right? I didn't say the whole
time. Yeah, I'm offended.
Okay,
she's in high school for the whole first quarter of the book.
Okay, and that's fine.
Yeah, but then she can't be your least favorite. You have to pick a new least favorite.
Oh my god, I forgot you're an Enneagram 4. And
if she reminded you of me, and then you're like, yeah, she's my least favorite.
But I literally just explained how she isn't even really my least favorite.
It's fine.
Yeah, I know it's fine. I'm not even going to play those.
Are you sure you know it's fine?
Yes, I am. I very much know it's fine. Did she not remind you of high school, though, for real?
I already told you that she reminds me of me.
Okay. But
I just said it in the fact in the one quote that I just put in
high school. And I'm saying, like, the high school parts, did they make you think of you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there were that and then this quote when she was an adult. Still made. I'm not disagreeing with you. My argument here is that the fact that she was your least favorite character, which makes me feel unloved.
Okay, I'm sorry. Literally, I apologize.
Thank you. I wasn't disagreeing with you. It was the fact that all of a sudden your least favorite character also reminded you of me. And I was like, oh, that's great.
Okay, well, I think for the sake of our relationship, we should move on.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm teasing you. I promise you. I'm not that sensitive okay. anymore about it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I know you love me.
I do. So what would be your overall rating of this book? Or do you have any final thoughts you want to say before we move on?
No.
Okay. I have no final thoughts.
But I give it – I probably will be rating it higher than you did, but yeah. I will give it 3.
Okay.
Because I did – I enjoyed the book. I did. Okay.
Well, I'm going to give it 2.5. Like, okay. I definitely didn't hate it. It's no, like, Can You Keep a Secret or The Hating Game. You know, it's definitely better than those. But it's not a book that I really would, like, recommend to people or, like, you know what I mean? There was just, like, to me, nothing special about this book, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. 2.5.
Okay, great. I love that.
Let's move on to this movie.
God, this was – this movie was so bad.
It was so bad.
It was so bad. It was, like, substantially worse than the book.
It was. It really was.
Yeah.
And they, like, the attempts at comedy.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand why they were, like, trying to make a book that was a romance mm-hmm. into a rom-com, and it really didn't work.
Oh, it flopped so bad.
It flopped so bad.
Nothing about this movie was funny.
No.
Truly except nothing. For the parts that weren't supposed to be funny.
Yes.
And then they were funny.
Agreed.
But yeah.
Agreed.
So the first change that I was like, I don't understand why this is necessary, was making Sam and Emma besties.
Besties instead of just like friends.
Yeah, except for like casual friends right. where he like works at her parents' store.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, besties that then just completely lose touch after she has a boyfriend and they never, ever, ever speak again.
I know.
I was like, okay, cool. Like, they've been best friends since they allude to childhood.
Yeah.
And then it's like, she gets a boyfriend, Jesse, and then they just like never talk again. I was like, I know. Okay, whatever.
It's like they were trying to combine Sam and Olive into like one character.
Yes, which I was bummed about because I love a girl bestie.
Yeah, same.
So I was sad that Olive was gone, which is whatever. So there was that. That was the first change where I was like, unnecessary, but okay. Also, I don't know how you or my bestie, Matt, aka your husband, felt about the cinematography of this movie.
Yeah.
But I had opinions.
Tell them.
There was like some cut to scenes where it would be like they would just like because obviously they have to like time jump a little bit, but they would just like cut to like a present day scene where no one's talking. Mm-hmm. Like they cut to this one present day scene where it's just like it's just Emma and standing in the bathroom like looking at herself, and then Sam like walks in and they say nothing, and then they go like back to the past. They're in the past. Then they cut to that scene, and then they go back to the past.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was awful.
Yeah.
That the flow of the movie, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
It also like it was just so bad. And there were so many times in this movie where I felt like the cut to scenes were crazy. Also, I am convinced. Okay. So Jesse's back from the dead, right?
Yeah. Okay,
he's back. Him and Emma are in quote unquote Maine,
mm-hmm.
aka the woods somewhere in Wilmington, North Carolina, and which is where Rachel and I are from, if anybody doesn't know. So we were able to, like, whatever. The woods hideous. I don't know what woods they were in, but the woods looked so bad. Nothing looked good. And then it was supposed to be fall. Yeah. So there was like fall foliage. And I'm telling you, I paused. I looked around. I think that fall foliage was fake leaves.
Oh, I'm sure.
But like not even like it didn't go up the trees. If you looked up the trees, they were all super green. Mm-hmm. And then just down below by like where they were.
Yeah.
There was like just like some sprinkled yes. fall foliage. And I was like, these are fake leaves. Like I was like, this is not real. Like this is bad. And also like even the green isn't like that good.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like, did they film this in the
They might have, because I mean there was like those scenes on the beach where they're like in bathing suits and swimming and stuff.
True. Probably. But I could not get over just how badly it did not look like fall.
Yeah.
And the little effort that went into making it look like fall was really, like, really geeking me in a way that I was laughing so hard. Like, I was just like, this is bad.
Yeah.
So that's my I'll pause there. You can go for a minute.
No, I mean, I will agree that this movie was not great. I don't really know what they were thinking with most of it. Mm-hmm. Did you also notice at the beginning that there was like 10 different like production companies?
Oh, I didn't.
And like, so normally there's like two max. Right, like, right. The fact that there were so many, I was like, I feel like this isn't a good sign.
No, that's definitely not a good sign. Not at all.
But yeah, it was just, I will agree. I felt like the cuts were, I was like, I remember at one point thinking like, if I hadn't have read this book, I feel like I would be really confused right now.
Yeah, but for Matt sure.
was like hating the movie so much. I don't think he really cared. Like he wasn't really like,
right.
As someone who didn't read the book. Like, it wasn't, like, really phasing him, I feel like, either way. He was just, like, ready for it to be over. But I definitely was like, I feel like this is confusing. And just in general, I feel like the chemistry or lack thereof between Emma and Sam was
and
horrendous. Emma and Jesse was slightly better.
Oh, I do not agree.
Slightly.
I did not think there was any chemistry between any of them.
I felt like Emma and Jesse had just a little bit more, but Emma and Sam had like negative 10.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, was bad.
It was so bad. There was no chemistry at all. Even between Emma and Marie. I was like, there's no sister chemistry happening here.
No, there
was chemistry across the board. I also thought the Marie actress was like pretty bad.
Yeah, she wasn't great.
I really did not understand what was happening there. Yeah. But I truly was like, I did not think anyone had chemistry. Anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not believe nothing about this movie I believed.
I know.
Not a thing. There was not a thing in this movie where I was like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah. I'm here with you emotionally.
Yeah.
I could not wait for this movie to end. I was honestly like playing chess and solitaire on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dying for this movie to be over.
Same.
And it was so, so bad. And then also, can we talk about the, like, change in Jesse coming home to his actual home for the first time and not, like, the airport, and then there being, like, press?
I
like,
know.
I was like, who? Is he a celebrity?
I know.
And then, like, but then Sam being also harassed, I was like, are these people, like, they're living in, like, a small town Massachusetts, like, place. I don't understand why there's, like, so much press and, like, paparazzi everywhere all the time. Like, I was like, this is insane. Like, outside people's homes.
Right.
It's one thing to be getting, like, called, but I was like, this is not, like, these are not, like, Hollywood stars.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, this is insane.
Yeah.
And then I was super sad that Aunt Zelda from...
Sabrina
the Teenage Witch was playing Francine,
because I know.
Fuck Francine, who still was awful in the movie as well.
She was.
I also really liked/hated that Jesse went from just like being super hairy to like being like super hot and physically fit again, like today. Like he hasn't been starving on an island for 3 years.
I know.
Like, I was like, he should be so skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And also the whole like
I can't drive because I don't have a license. And then, 2 seconds later, was like, actually, can I drive? It'll be fun. I was like, this is so, so annoying.
I know.
And I also personally think the Jesse actor is also really bad. So, which is probably part of the reason why I didn't think they had chemistry either.
Yeah.
But it was just, it was so, and then the tattoo.
I know.
She's like, oh, I got this tattoo while you were gone. I was like, I'm going to vomit. I was like, this is so, 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 so bad. And then my last thing, which was obviously supposed to be funny, but only made me super uncomfortable, was
every scene of Sam
just having no emotional boundaries with any of his students.
I know.
Anybody. I was like, this is not funny. I know it's supposed to be funny, and I can get into a lot of really dark humor, but I get, honestly, it might have just even been borderline just that the actual, like, words were not funny.
Right.
Like, I could have maybe thought those scenes were funny if they were better written.
Agreed.
But they just, like, weren't funny because they were not written well. Yeah. And then towards the end of this movie, I just thought to myself that I could not believe that any of these actors read the script and were like, yeah,
I know. It's
great. I'm going to do this movie.
I know.
And I also didn't understand how Taylor Jenkins Reid wrote this script with somebody who she's clearly related to because they also have the same last name.
It's her husband.
Her husband. How they wrote this script and were like, yeah, this is a banger.
I know.
I was like, what in the world?
I know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah. And to be fair, I do not have a favorite part of this movie because the whole movie is my least favorite part.
Well, my favorite part is the, like, seeing Wilmington.
Oh, okay. Sure. Honestly, I didn't even really realize at all. The only part of Wilmington that I really felt like I noticed was when she was on Johnny Mercer's.
Yeah, so Johnny Mercer's, and then, like, the beach was Wrightsville. And then they were, like, right before the god-awful proposal that wasn't a proposal scene.
That was also really bad. I was trying to figure out where that was. You knew where it was?
They're walking out of Thalian Hall.
But, like, to where?
I don't know where. Like, I think it cuts. Like,
okay.
But, like, the actual theater is Thalian Hall.
Right.
And I don't know where that hall is. It's somewhere downtown.
That, like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
But, that, I will say, of all the parts of the
movie. Like, you should propose to me.
That was the cringiest part.
I'm going to propose to you. I'm going to give you the ring so you can propose to me with your ring. Like, I was like,
no.
If I had been one of his students, I would have been like, Mr. Lee.
I know.
We need to have a serious talk.
I know.
Also, shout out to real life Sam Lee, aka my friend who gave me my nickname Juicica in high school, who I love and adore, and who I thought about a lot last night while I was watching this movie, and his name was Sam Lee.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, it was so bad.
But that proposal was by far, I feel like, the worst part for me. Like,
I know, it was really bad.
It was really
bad. But honestly, by the time I reached that part of the movie, I was so clocked out. I was like, I had already pretty much landed on everything shit. Yeah. And I wasn't even, like, surprised by it by that point. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is just bad. Yeah. I am actually shocked by how bad this movie was. But other bad movies we've seen, I can't say I was as shocked.
Yeah.
But this one, I was a little like, they had better things to work with here.
They did.
And it was, and then, of course, and then they got rid of the twins.
Oh, yeah.
And they got rid of the cats.
I know.
The cats and the twins. And I was like, well, now this movie, that's actually probably when I clocked out, when I realized both of those things were not going to be making it into the movie. I was like, oh, well, it's shit then. So never mind.
At the very end, when, like, Sam and Emma are talking on the phone, and like, his car stopped, and she's like driving.
Oh my god! I know. I feel like I absolutely know what you're gonna say, because it's the last thing that I wrote. Keep going.
I literally was like, Matt, are they really about to have her hit his car right now? And he was like, what? And I was like, they're clearly leading up to her out of nowhere hitting his car of all cars.
Yep.
And he was like, how do you know that? I'm like, it's clearly what's about to happen. And then it does. And he was like, how did you know that? And I was like, how did you not?
He wasn't paying attention. That's how he didn't realize it, which is fair. But also, not only, so, okay, this wasn't exactly what I was going to say. Okay. But not only does she hit his car, it's like a multiple car pileup, which is even more ridiculous. And then after they have like a, he like gets
out of the car. Whiplash.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. That's my least favorite part of this movie. My actually, not only is it my least favorite part, it's also my favorite part. So he like gets out of the car, she gets out of the car, and they're all like, I choose you, I choose you. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. Great, great, great. Hug, kiss, kiss. And then he's like, oh my God, my neck, my back. And then he like starts to slide down the car. And I was like, wait, now he has whiplash? And I was like, I know adrenaline is a thing, but like, come on. And then she was like, oh my God, my poor baby. That baby goes everyone. That baby goes everyone. And I was like, this is not, I truly wrote, I hate with Christ and whiplash in all capital letters is my last note that I took about this movie. Because, but really the whiplash like super, super solidified that the end scene of this movie is not only the best, but also the worst part of the movie.
Yes, agreed.
I don't know if that was the end scene, but that
it wasn't, scene, but that's okay.
They get married after, right?
Well, we don't see the wedding, but you see her like pregnant at the store. And, like,
oh, true. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I also yes. Mm-hmm. And she's in the same dress that Marie was in when she was pregnant in that previous scene.
Wait, really?
Yes. So there's a scene where like a flashback scene where like Marie is pregnant. Oh, it's when Marie she hands her the book about another woman who wrote about losing their husband.
Yeah.
She's in that same dress and she's also pregnant. And then I was like, oh, they brought the dress back around. And I was like,
oh, that's hilarious.
Would be cool if this movie was good, but it's not. So
also shout out to the bookstore is Pomegranate Books in Wilmington that one of my best friends used to work at.
Yep.
And I recognized it immediately. I was like, that is where
I recognized it too, but I didn't remember what the name of it was.
Yeah.
We both recognized it.
It was very exciting though to see it.
Yes.
It looks exactly the same, which made me laugh.
It does. It looks great.
But yeah. What a movie.
Yeah. It was something.
It was. It
to
was
be something. Fair. The movie gets about a half star for me.
A half star?
I mean, I could burn this movie to the ground. I mean, honestly, if I just want to be very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that I like to change my mind later on in life, or just change my mind depending on the mood. But if I gave Can You Keep a Secret or The Hating Game more than a half star, I was trying to be nice. And I'm trying to no longer be nice when I really don't need to be. So all three of these movies get a half star, and that is my final say that I'm taking.
Okay, what about Death on the Nile?
But you know what's funny about Death on the Nile? It did make me laugh more.
Yeah.
So it gets a full star. Death on the Nile gets a full star.
I still think though that Death on the Nile was the worst movie that we
But
watched.
At least it made me laugh more than these other. And at least Death on the Nile, it wasn't like, I think because it was making me laugh more, I wasn't like dying for it to end the same way I wanted these ones to end. Like I was I was a lot more bored.
Yes.
In these movies than I was like Death on the Nile, I can safely say I was not bored.
Yeah.
I was angry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of feelings happening with Death on the Nile for sure. And I would never give it more than one star.
Yeah.
But I will give it a half of a star more, maybe. I'll give it a quarter of a star more for making me laugh a little bit more.
Okay. Well, so I feel like I'm going to give this a star and a half because I can't just like go full half star. But a star and a half that's my final say.
Okay.
For Wilmington alone.
Yeah.
You know.
I can't do the same.
I know.
I really don't even feel like I really did not recognize more of Wilmington than Ron Cruisers. That's the only part that, like, I don't even know where that lighthouse is. Do you?
So we're pretty sure that lighthouse is in the Outer Banks. And
that makes sense.
Like, taken, like, of ship.
Okay. Not a boat, but a ship.
Okay. Sure. I said it, I was like, that's wrong. That's
not it's either meant. That or to Southport, because I feel like Southport also has
we a looked right? up the Southport lighthouse and it's like brown.
It
like
oh okay like so it's definitely not that one,
because
okay.
that's what I because he was like, oh, it has to be the Outer Banks because that's where the lighthouses are. And I was like, there's lighthouses around Wilmington. I'm like, there's one like in Southport. And so he looks it up and he was like, yeah, this I is think not there's that.
Even one in maybe like Oak Island.
Too, and he looked at that like, one too. It's those okay. two. Those are literally the two.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I was like, I know there's ones closer than the Outer Banks, but I don't know what they look like.
Yeah, yeah, those, but like they didn't look like the ones in the movie. So,
well, that's it's probably that same forest then.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that forest scene will, I will never. If anybody watches this movie after this review, which God bless you if you do, please look at the leaves that are supposed to look like fall leaves. Because yes. I'm telling you, they are fake leaves.
Yeah.
But, like, not even well-placed fake leaves. I was so mad. Like, I was like, how does we not have enough of a budget to make it at least look convincing? Honestly, they shouldn't have even put them in.
Yeah, I mean, the they budget have let the leaves in be general green. Looked like it. Cost them like $10 to make this movie.
It's so true. It would have been on an iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also the running through the woods. I thought Jesse ran really weird, but
I did too.
Oh my god, yes.
I also thought he ran weird. And I was
like, are we having a Twilight moment here? Like, why is he running so fast? Like, I was like, I don't understand.
Yeah. No, I also noticed the running. I was like, interesting. That looks yeah. weird, but yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's just the name of the game.
Yeah, I also really appreciated that last scene of Jesse on the beach with his new girl and them facing the ocean in different directions.
Matt was like, that new girl's a baddie. He was like, good job, Jesse.
I could not get over the fact that he wasn't facing the ocean, because I was like, that it's not how anyone sits on the beach,
right? Like, I was like, always sit facing the beach.
The only way you don't face the ocean is if you're facing. You're directly sitting in front of someone else, facing them to look at them.
Right.
And I was like, he's not doing that either, though. He's right. sitting next to his girl, right. but facing not the shore. And I was like, I don't know. It just looked really funny to me. Know.
Just, you know, at this point, we're just nitpicking.
Yeah. Look, that's what the people want.
There you go.
And that's what we're going to give them.
Do you know what our May pick is?
Something about texting.
Yeah. Okay, it's Text for You by
Text for You.
Sophie Kramer.
Great, love Sophie.
And it's being made into a movie that's coming out in like a couple days, I think, actually, called Love Again.
Oh, okay.
Which I will say, I don't know if you've watched the trailer.
I have not.
But I think we're going to be in for a One True Love
2.0. Oh, yay!
So we'll see. But this book is real small, which I'm excited
yeah.
about. And I think there's actually, so I think this is a German book that was translated
oh,
to English. And okay. I think that there is a German movie. So I don't know if we'll find it, but if we do, we could do like, you know, a double feature. But if we can't,
okay.
we can't. Yeah. But yeah.
The so. Foreign films have not failed me. So
the one that we've watched.
I and other foreign films that I have watched in my life have also not failed me.
Okay.
But foreign and old have not yes. failed me. Because yes. Death on the Nile's 1964 or whatever. Great.
I think it was in the 70s.
Whatever. And then 60s, cool. 70s, they were the same.
Yeah.
And then, you know, A Man Named Uwe. Or a man called Uwe. I honestly don't remember what the Swedish one was.
A Man Called Uwe.
A Man Called Uwe was mm-hmm. great. And
yeah.
And then my favorite movie of all time is RRR. Again, oh, no. I will plug this movie for all time. I don't know how many times I've said this on the pod. Maybe this is the first. I actually don't know. Is also a foreign film. So yeah. from India. And everyone should watch that as well. So foreign films have not failed me.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
All right. Well, Text for You, Sophie Kramer, May 5th. That's it. With Love Again being the main movie we will watch. Starring Priyanka Chopra Jonas and the guy from Outlander.
Oh, what's his name? I forgot his name. I won't remember it.
Yeah, I have no
idea. The main guy from Outlander's in it?
Yeah, he's the main guy in this movie.
I do love him. You got muffled. Where did you go?
I'm still here.
Okay. It got very muffled for a second.
Okay. Well, that's it from us, y'all.
Okay.
Anyways.
I didn't say it once.
I'm very proud of you.
This entire, except for when I made fun of myself, I did not say it one time. At least I don't think I did.
No.
Yeah. So at that note, slay on, babies.
Slay on. Bye.
Okay, bye.